Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
I might have to change the settings, speakers, microphone, same as system. We're going to start our video. We're going to wait for Lenwood Beigewood.
Oh, that'd be so good.
Coming through.
What we need now is a bassoon. I think you'll all agree.
Live bassoon. I'm loving my hair. I don't know why it's gone into a centre parting like this. The weight of it, I guess.
The weight, yeah.
It's the weight. It's great. I didn't do my nails today, guys. I bottled out of doing my nails.
Do you want me to bring some stuff next week?
Yeah, maybe Monday we'll do some nails.
What do you fancy? Dark.
I don't want black. I don't want to go emo.
I've got black. I've got...
I don't want to look like a tart.
I won't let you look tarty, don't worry.
Okay, well, then maybe I should buy my own nail.
Maybe I should.
Oh, why can't I do... Hang on, maybe I... Why can't I do effects? Maybe... What was that? Where did that come from? Maybe I should. There we go.
Flash forward to Monday. Can you bring some nails on your face?
I want to look like a naughty lady. So we're going to have the wonderful Lenny Beige.
Yeah.
Celebrating David Bowie's birth. And
through the medium of bassoon.
Then... we are going to, are we doing the unban segment? Catherine.
Is that John, as in John from yesterday?
Are we doing the unban segment today? You mean this?
All right. The Judge Boyle's Judgment Day.
Ladies and gentlemen, the court is now in session.
Yes, that's what we're doing. That's what we're doing tonight.
Yeah.
He's just finished his stream, of course. Oh, here we go. Here comes Lenwood Beigewood. Let's admit we were wrong. Oh, I don't know who that young lady is.
Wait. Hello.
Wait, we're waiting.
Yes, I know.
All right, Lenny.
It's coming, don't worry.
I know you've just been doing your own stream, busy night.
Yeah, but you know what I've been doing? I've been doing bingo. So I'm pumped.
I'm pumped
from bingo. That's what I'm... Honestly, the buzz... I don't know if you've ever... You know, Ian, you know, you've had your difficulties over the years.
Yes,
I have. And I said it to my son, Nathan Beige, you know, who calls himself a DJ. I call him a loathsome piece of filth. And, you know, he's had his trouble with the jazz fags initially, and then it just upscaled to baby bio and all manner of... awful narcotic. And I said to him, you know what? What you need to do is just play bingo. Play something that is more sedentary. And that's exactly what he did. So it's bingo for me is my drug. It's become the thing I feel ripped to my tits.
Wow. Jeez.
That's a feeling we all want.
Isn't it? Exactly. Kath, how are you, my darling?
Bolt Fluid in the chat asks, Lenny, and we're just going to get straight into it.
Yeah,
Bolt Fluid, who's not a subscriber, says, is this man fake?
What?
I don't know. It's very difficult when you're presented with such a statement as that. The hair, yes. The hair is kept in a box at night.
Wow.
With holes in it like a tortoise.
Brave of you to admit. Well done.
Exactly. Well, listen, I've always said I'm not bald. I'm just taller than my hair. And for those of you with the kind of follically challenged condition, embrace it. Wear a wig. Wear a wig with pride. I have a wig for all kinds of different occasions. This is my Hardy Perennial, my go-to wig. The wig which I first wore when I took Barbara Dixon out at the now late lamented Langens, and I leant over to kiss her, my first smooch, and there was a candle on the, and the wig wasn't flame retardant then, it went up like an oil refinery.
Wow.
So I've had to learn to, yeah, I know. So I love, for me, a wig is like it's like a suit of armor. It's a badge of honor, something that I'm a peacock. I'm a peacock. Not obviously not in reality. I'm more a marrowcock. But in terms of my fashion statement, I am. It is all about the peacockery. And I am all real. I've just shown a documentary, the first part of a documentary from back in 2007.
Wow.
Which was it's called Come Back Lenny Beige. So if you watch that, it's on my YouTube channel, and it frankly shows you that I'm more than real. I'm a living, breathing.
And I'm sorry to. I just wanted. Someone asked it. I just wanted to get it out of the way. It's done.
You're just merely the conduit for a larger number of idiots who have no idea. And that's I have it every day. People point and they laugh and they go,
wow,
really? What the hell are you? I'm beamed down from the planet show business to give people close encounters of the quality kind.
Well, people nowadays, young people, their entertainment is. People playing Fortnite or Call of Duty. It's like TikTok, so it's like 15-second videos. Catherine and I are of an age when you're kind of Mr. Saturday Night. This is you come from the old school. I hope you don't, take that as an offense. You come from the old school where you had to work at your craft. I'm guessing working men's clubs. I'm guessing cruising.
Guessing
all kinds of stuff. To get to where you are today.
Lenny Beige's kosher crooning cruises on board the Pride of Thanet, an ocean-going sea vessel that went in between. It was do you remember Triangle, that great program?
Yes,
which
I do.
Was basically this was a soap opera
set
on board a cross-channel ferry between Harwich, Gothenburg and Rotterdam.
Yes.
And the opening credits had the beautiful Kate O'Mara, another of my former conquests, sunning herself on the poop deck in what can only be described as a force 10 gale. And so those are the kind of ships that I had to entertain on. People largely vomiting, not because of my act, you'd be surprised to know, but because of the conditions of the cross-channel ferry. And it's a school of hard knocks, and we've had to come up through, not through Instagram, I'm blessed with these looks. And, imagine if I just took my top off, showed my nipples and went on Instagram.
Don't take your top off here. We cut terms of service. No nipples on here, please, Lenny. Thank
you. It's only fans these days anyway, isn't it? Instagram. Only fans.
It is. Exactly. And a lot goes on there. Tonight, in case you're wondering, I'm drinking from the great Chateau Gaffney, a vineyard located just outside of Billericay. And this is last year's vintage. Tastes like piss, but he's given me a case for Christmas, so it'd be rude not to consume it.
Foggy says in the chat, and I don't know this, Lenny, so I apologize again if this is a dig.
Yep.
Check YouTube for Robbie Williams and Lenny Beige. Lenny shows Robbie how it's done. Is this true?
There you go. It is. You know what? Back in my old musical director, when I started, when I came down from the East Anglian Riviera, where I owned many, many clubs, Lennon Sam's Golden Horseshoe Ribbon Roulette Room, Lenny Beige's Platinum Plated Palace booth, a lot of clubs, the Beige Brothers, Bingo Bowling and Bear-Breasted Ballet Bar in Hunstanton. And I came down and I conquered the West End, but I had as my musical director a man called Guy Chambers, who then was unknown. And he, in the first year, said to me, I've got this tryout with this, Robbie Williams from Take That. I said, go. Go see what happens. They wrote Angels that afternoon.
Wow.
And then Robbie kind of, he and Guy wrote Let Me Entertain You as an anthem for my club. It was a kind of inspired by Beige. So when I was doing a gig in Hyde Park for charity, and it was televised, and Rob was, he was like a, you know, he was like a little son to me, and he was playing football in the park, and we were talking on the phone, and I said, I'm about to do this gig. I'm going to do Let Me Entertain You. He said, well, do you want me to come and sing it with you? I said, okay, if you must.
And go on.
Exactly. If we bring your, he was in shorts and training shoes. And ordinarily, I won't allow people in any of my venues in leisure wear. And he comes and we do this great version of Let Me Entertain You. And it is up on the YouTube. So, I mean, it's one of the many times. The first time he sang Angels, when it was the week it went to number one, was the first time he sang it at my, we were doing a New Year's Eve celebration back in London in 1997, 98. So there's a lot of history between me and little Robbie Williams.
Could we get his phone number?
No.
Okay, I had to ask. Had to ask. Catherine,
I'm glad
please,
you asked.
What would you like to say?
Was that for you, Catherine, or was it for Ian? Really?
Well.
Oh!
This bit's for me.
I told you. I said we had a special surprise. Live bassoon. The monsoon bassoon. Live. Look at that. That's a real thing.
Mm. It is an incredible. You know what? People, you remember years ago when people, you know, we've all been to parties and things where someone's, oh, here comes the bloke with the guitar. And then you clear a room. Or someone goes, oh, he can play the piano. But when someone does it brilliantly, it's great. No one wants to hear the bassoon. No one's ever got laid going, would you like to hear me play my bassoon? It just never happened. But I think I brought sexy back into the bassoon arena.
Oh, God.
And I've got that image of Chet Baker playing trumpet with a cigarette dangling from his mouth, bare-chested, again, nipples. But looks amazing. No one's done it with the bassoon. And I want to be the first man to bring sexy back to the bassoon. And so I'm just kind of getting hooked up because I haven't played it for a while. And it is.
I didn't realize it was so big.
I can't imagine how you would get a cigarette in your mouth at the same time as a bassoon reed.
I wouldn't recommend it. It's smoking whilst playing a woodwind instrument. It's not a. Do you know what the most famous theme tune for the bassoon is?
I feel like a mouse just ran up some stairs or a woodpecker came.
Is he really playing that? Is there a keyboard down there?
Ivor the engine.
Ooh.
What is great as well is you look... you look like Hendrix when he plays his guitar. You look like Morrison when he's like... You look...
Yeah,
sexy and in the moment.
Played his golden flute.
Why the bassoon? Was this something that Mama Beige insisted?
Yeah. Sadie Bejewicz, the kosher chicken giblet queen of Whitechapel. She wanted me to have a grounding. I was given a tap shoe by Frankie Vaughan many years ago when I was 7 years old, and I was convinced I was going to be an all-round entertainer. She said, it's about niche. How many people play the trumpet? A lot. How many people play the piano? A million.
Yeah.
You know, you got Roy Castle doing that. You've got Liberace doing
that. Not anymore for either of those gentlemen, unfortunately.
I know,
but
but who plays the bassoon? No one. Exactly. No one.
Yeah.
So I learned the bassoon. I learned instruments that nobody else learns. And I thought they were moribund and I would do nothing with them. And then suddenly, when I came to the fore as an all-round entertainer, I started pulling out all these instruments. I play the violin, I do play other. And it, not only do they get a laugh, there is a certain niche in music that you go, there's a bassoon part. And this track has a bassoon part. And it also happens to be the great David Bowie. And I'm doing a David Bowie tribute show on Sunday for the 5th anniversary of his passing. And of course, today is Bowie's birthday. Yeah, he would have been 74. Today.
So are you doing that? Is that... tribute on
Twitch.
Your Twitch channel. Can we get a shout out in the chat for Lenny's Twitch channel, please?
I've popped in
from time to time. I kind of lurk in the background. Bingo songs.
We play bingo tonight. And
words.
This is what we're giving away. We're giving away a first edition.
Jesus.
What are they called? The first
stamps.
Royal Mint stamps. Yeah. the six Bowie stamps in a presentation. It's not even in a presentation. It's like in cellophane, but they are. It comes with a kind of booklet and but they are. That's a collector's edition. There, my manservant Fu Yuk has raided the prize archive, and we're going to give that away. So, yeah.
So that's happening on Sunday. What time on Sunday?
At 8 p.m. Okay, at 8 of your English hours.
We will. The link is in there. It's twitch.tv/LennyBeige. Well, just go and click on it and just click follow and then come back. Click follow and then come back. That's all you've got to do. Back.
Exactly. Talk amongst yourselves.
Yeah. So we're going to have your David Bowie tribute now, are we?
We are. Now, a lot of years ago, Bowie was sort of my biggest influence when I grew up. My father figure in my life was Anthony Newley. You'll know.
Oh, I've just got the Gurney Slade on DVD. I'm about to watch it at some point. I'm a big fan of Anthony Newley.
The incredible thing about Gurney Slade is this was made in the late 50s, and you look at it and you go, it could be made now, and it would be deemed pretty avant-garde, even by today's eyes.
Yeah.
It's remarkable. And it was made for ITV. They must have thought it was, I mean, it was
prime time Saturday night, and it flopped miserably.
Miserably. No. Who knew?
Yeah.
Sorry, Kath, you were going to say.
No, I was just saying people didn't get it. They weren't ready.
Exactly. I don't think they're still ready for it.
They're not. The thing is, and then this is the man, he married Joan Collins. He wrote songs like Feeling Good, and he made some, you know, properly, some of the
Candyman.
Candyman, the Willy Wonka soundtrack, which he won an Oscar for. But Bowie, of course, grew up loving kind of comedy and avant-garde stuff. So he grew up listening to Newley. And so his early stuff sounded like Anthony Newley. Mm-hmm. Now, my one of my favorite Bowie periods is the early Decca years. And that's what this track comes from. Wow. And it is The Laughing Gnome. And it's got a bassoon part. So I thought, as my gift to you, and I don't even know if I'm going to do it on Sunday, but I thought I would do it tonight as by way of a tribute to both you, Kath, thank you for your support for my Twitch Odyssey, but also for the great Dame himself. It's honestly playing and all hemmed in. And we're in. Okay, so this is...
Locked in, Lenny.
It's not like a saxophone, honestly. This is The Laughing Gnome, and this is my version. And wait a second, I've just got to turn
off. Did you put bubbles the end of it and blow bubbles out? Does that work?
That's an awesome idea.
Does it? I don't know if that's...
You know what? I had a sax player. I did a year at the Playboy Club in about 2014, 13. And my sax player used to go out as a solo artiste. And he had an oxygen and bubble attachment. And he'd go into nightclubs in the Shires and just play Kenny G whilst blowing bubbles and oxygen. I mean, he had an illuminated saxophone. That kind of, I'm genius. Anyway, the answer is no. So this is The Laughing Gnome. I need to, let me turn the, I want a little effect on my voice. Not too, that's too much, isn't it? Yep, dap, there we go. Okay, I don't want any really on backing track, so I need to move. I normally have people to do this, but in times of lockdown, here we go. This is The Laughing Gnome, and it's for you. Beautiful. I was walking down the high street when I heard footsteps behind me, and there was a little old man in scarlet and grey chuckling away. Well, he trotted back to my house and he sat beside my telly with his tiny hand on his belly. He was chuckling away, laughing all day. I will report you to the gnome service. Said the laughing gnome. Oh, well, I gave him roasted toadstools and a glass of dandelion wine. And then I put him on a train to Eastbourne, even carried his bag, and I gave him a fag. Here, where do you come from?
No man's land.
No man's land. What a tool. And in the morning, when I woke up, he was sitting on the edge of my bed with his brother, whose name was Fred. He brought him along to sing Basia's song. Here, what's that clicking noise? A metronome? Ha, 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 ha. Hee, hee, hee. I'm a laughing gnome and you can't catch me. Said the laughing gnome. Oh. Really? A nomad? Didn't you cut your hair at school? You look like a rolling gnome.
Come on, Lenny!
They were living on caviar and honey!
Yes!
Because he's earning me lots of money writing comedy prose for Ian Lee's shows.
Oh!
Oh, the gnome service, of course. Here we go!
Ha ha ha! Hee hee hee!
You look in pain, Lenny. Said the laughing gnome. One more time. Oh, hee hee hee. I'm a laughing gnome and you can't catch me. Ha ha ha. Hee hee hee. I'm a laughing gnome and you can't catch me. Said the laughing gnome.
I was worried. That takes a lot of puff. That was brilliant, by the way. Sorry, that was brilliant.
And I'm not being sarcastic when I say it's what he would have wanted.
It's exactly what he would have wanted. And here we go.
Thank you. Yeah, you said that in the email. It's exactly what he would have wanted. He actually gained more of a sense of humour the older he got.
I think he did. You're picking a comment at random, Carl G Music, so he knows his stuff. This is easily my favourite Twitch bassoon performance of 2021.
Meanwhile, JMH 1972 says, looks like I picked the wrong week to give up glue sniffing.
There we go. Lenny.
I'm out of the cupboard. Love you.
What's great is that was entertaining, it was fun, but it was also heartfelt. And I think that's what separates you from so many of your peers.
Exactly. You know, there are a lot of people who just take the rise. And I like to think you can't do a tribute unless you really understand and embrace and truly empathize with the artist. And Bowie, for so many of us, was more than just a man in a wig playing a bassoon, singing, laughing, no. Much more than that. And you'll find out on Sunday that it's much more than that.
8 o'clock on Sunday?
8 o'clock on Sunday.
And when do you have like a schedule yet? Where you regularly
I'm all over the place. Just like pop up. Woman's Piss. It's like, you know, there are other people on my channel. We did the mayor of Kentish Town doing a quiz. I'll be doing the quiz next week. We've got this character Queenie who's playing at Dead of Night. So it's lots of different people doing different things.
So you're not doing it all yourself. It would be too much.
I've got too much. I've also got a gig on the 28th, which is going to be streamed live, which is my from JW3 in London, which is my tribute to Neil Diamond.
Ooh.
And of course I shall be doing I'm a Believer.
You speak in my language. I've seen Neil Diamond like 5 or 6 times.
Are you serious?
I love him. My mum and dad, you're Jewish Elvis. I love the jazz singer.
Do you know what? On the one hand, it is one of the worst films ever made. If you want to see someone phoning in a performance, look at Laurence Olivier's performance.
Oh, God.
I mean, Jesus Christ. But, I mean, and the scene at the beginning with that song, I mean, really? That doesn't come with a warning.
Which song you're talking about? That Ain't No Brother, That's a White Boy.
There you go.
Yes.
That's when they catch a glimpse, not of the hands. And of course, I don't tan my hands because I used to, Judith Chalmers years ago gave me a sunbed to look like a tandoori chicken. And of course, because I was reading contracts and doing things with a cigar, I'd never tanned my hands. So people used to go, there's a disparity betwixt hand and face. And of course, in that scene, that's how he gets
incredible.
His come up.
Incredible.
It is a great film.
When is the Diamond tribute? Because I'm definitely
It's on the 28th of January. And it's at JW3. I can't print the link, but we can send it.
Don't worry, send it to me and we'll tweet it out because I'm having some of that.
Beautiful.
Lenny, best of luck for Sunday, 8 p.m. twitch.tv/ Lenny Beige.
Thank you so much. Happy New Year to you both. You're beautiful people. And you're very dear to my heart. And thank you for making this journey easier for me.
You're welcome back anytime. Lovely to see you. See you
so
later.
Good.
Jenny. Thank you. Thank
so
you.
Good.
Thank you. Go and click follow on his channel. There's his channel there in the chat. Thank you, Matty. Just go and click follow. It's imagine getting that entertainment for free. You wouldn't be paying for it. I mean, you could go and pay if you wanted. You could go and subscribe. You could go and give him some bits. You could. I'm sure he's got a PayPal or something set up. But otherwise, you get it for free.
This platform really is fantastic.
There's some good there's some good stuff going on.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Chippy's called in, so let's try Chippy again. Thank you, Lenny. Twitch.tv/LennyBeige is the place to go. Chippy's here. Hello, Chippy.
Hello.
Hello, Chippy. What can we do for you?
Just saying hello.
Okay.
Just see how you are.
How are you?
I'm very good.
Oh,
I see you now.
Now we see you. How's things going? What's Talk to me, Chippy. Who are you? Tell me about your life. I want to know everything. Let's just take it in real time.
Oh, okay. So I am in year 11.
Was that it? Is that all you've got?
Yeah.
There must be more. Come on.
I enjoy making things. I used to be an actor, and that's about it.
You've retired from acting at the age of 16.
Yeah.
What acting have you done?
Oh, I was in the West End for a bit, but then, yeah.
Hey, do you mind talking about it? If you don't want to talk about it, I won't ask.
Right, I'll say.
What were you doing in the West End?
It's a Christmas show called The Snowman, and yeah. I was the boy in The Snowman. So that was quite fun. I did that for like 3 months.
Wow.
Yeah, that was quite good.
That's incredible, man. This guy's more successful than we've ever
totally,
been.
Totally.
Jeez. Oh.
None of my snowmen have ever come to life.
No. And you like making stuff. What kind of stuff do you like making?
Well,
we can't see what's behind you, by the way. I see as if it looks like you were looking to point something out. All we can see is a big picture of someone.
A lady face.
So I think there's a for boy. Christmas, I got a Lego Mustang. Because it's my favorite car.
Okay, yeah.
So I'm building that, but then I also like 3D modeling and designing stuff.
Okay, all right. Are you cool. Twitching? Do you do Twitch? You got quite a professional setup there.
No, I got this for my birthday, and I've been saving up. So.
Saving up for what?
Playing games with my friends.
Yes, man. Get some gaming going. What are you playing? What games are you playing? What do you like?
I play Valorant, I play Rainbow Six, and then I also play Minecraft because all my friends play it.
So. My boys don't play Minecraft so much. They like watching like Slogo Man and Dan playing Minecraft.
Yeah.
I never really got Minecraft.
No.
In terms of fun, I get it, but I don't like crafting.
Yeah, I get you.
I don't like crafting, but I do like Rainbow Six.
That's a good game.
I'm awesome, Rainbow Six. I'm not awesome. I'm rubbish. I was quite good then. I've not played it for ages, but I like it. But I also, I've been getting into Call of Duty. I've been playing Prop Hunt on Call of Duty.
Nice.
I like a prop hunt that's also quite violent. Yeah. It's quite violent.
It's like extreme hide and seek.
Yeah. What is that you're holding? Is that
a ruler?
Is that a bendy
it's
ruler?
Just a ruler. Yeah, it's just a Marvel ruler.
And it bends?
Nope, I'm just bending it.
Oh, okay. I tell you why, because this is the most boring thing you're going to hear. I was homeschooling today, and none of my kids brought rulers with them, and they needed rulers. So my boy had to end up drawing a grid with the edge of a rectangular, it wasn't, well, not a snow globe, but a snowy. Anyway, that's a picture frame is basically what I'm saying. Chippy, what can we do anything for you to make your life better?
What do you mean by that?
Interpret that however you would interpret it.
A high five.
You got it. All right, Chippy, nice to meet you, mate. Thank you for calling. We'll speak again soon.
There it is. There's delayed. Delay. We thought you left us hanging.
It is very delayed.
See you later on. Ta-ra. Ta-ra. There we go. What a nice guy. A lot of good younger callers calling in. We're winning them over. We are winning them over. And this is how we're going to win them over. We'll do the sponsors in a minute because Dave's just called in. We'll do the sponsors, then we're going to do the... We'll do Dave, then we'll do the sponsors, then you've got 30 seconds. Don't ruin the magic. They don't know it's you.
Oh.
They don't know it's you. Hello, Dave.
Hi, yeah.
You're looking really healthy at the moment.
I'm not eating healthy, so it shouldn't work, really.
Okay.
There you go.
Okay, well, it seems to.
Eating too much Christmas cake still.
Keep well, it going. Would seem Christmas cake is working for
it,
you.
It's got a lot of fruit in it and booze. Yeah. And that stuff will just keep you rocking and rolling, Barbara Ann.
Yeah, just... pickles you from the inside.
I retweeted a really nice picture of Brian Wilson washing his mum's car in about 1962 or 63. So, did you see it?
No, I didn't. I'll have a look.
It's a great, great picture. Someone tagged me in on it, and I thought, oh, I'll have some of that. Really beautiful, you know, proper snapshot of pop star. Pop stars doing mundane things. 0203-286-6370. Yeah. Look, and that's Mike Love.
Of course, it's Mike Love.
That's quite possibly. I mean that. No, that's not Carl, but that's Mike. Hello? Yes, please. I tell you what, are you ready to go? If you stand there, are you both there?
I'm not.
Is he asleep?
I'm not.
Right, can you, when you're both ready, come and stand there and I'll play a little video so you can run past, because apparently everyone saw you last night. That was my fault, don't worry. We're talking to my friend Dave. Dave?
Yeah, I just wonder what your favourite Bowie album was. Obviously, being a big fan.
Oh, dearie me. Great changes.
The best David Bowie, I know. Yeah.
No. Right, hang on a minute. Kids, are you ready to go? No? Okay. But please be ready really quickly because I've been asked an awkward question. You ready? Okay. You're not taking crisps upstairs, are you?
No, I've
got them in the bin. Okay, right. Just, yeah. I'll answer in a second, Dave. As you know, I'm struggling.
Just checking some stuff.
I mean, there's so many. You're just,
Okay. Right. My favourite, David. But are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay. So hang on 1 second. I'll tell you after.
All rise. The Judge Boyle's Judgment Day.
Ladies and gentlemen, the court is now in session.
Oh, they couldn't.
Honestly, names were
said,
dropped.
Addresses were given out. Then you got 15 minutes reading, guys. I like Earthling.
Oh yeah,
his drum and bass album from I think about 96 or 97 with Little Wonder on. Little Wonder, you.
Hmm.
I remember that one coming out. Little Wonder, and the video's all this, isn't it? It's all Little Wonder,
and
little.
And that's why you like it.
Do you know that song? It's bloody awful. Let me just play you a little clip. I'm going to play Catherine a little clip of the Little Wonder is him doing drum and bass.
You I know he had a little goat. Is that when he was wearing high heels?
He was always wearing high heels. He's a tiny man. Here we go. You won't hear this. Oh. That's not the video.
Far away.
Here we go. No, that's not the video. Nowhere seems to be showing... Here we go. Little Wonder, here we go. Turn the volume down.
Oh, I do remember this, yes.
It's actually, quite a good song.
It's a bit too, you know, trying to be down with the kids. But.
Yeah, that's my favourite album, you asked, and I told you, so please.
It's not the sort of music you usually like, is it?
I'm not a massive Bowie fan.
No.
I've tried. I think Changes is an amazing song.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's a great song. It's I like the fade out at the end. That sounds disrespectful. It's not. But the rest.
No, I think you either buy into it completely or not. I don't know. I don't know. It's hard to do the 80s stuff, I guess. The 80s stuff. Well, I don't know, Let's Dance is fine, and then after that, you know, he lost interest as, you know, as everyone else did. But no, I can't believe it's 5 years.
You know, that's nuts, isn't it?
Yeah.
That is... yeah, that's nuts. That's nuts. It is
one of the ones that really hit me like a... You know, you remember where you were when you heard it. Yeah.
I don't, actually.
No. I was listening to the radio, and someone said he's died.
I remember him releasing... How many albums did he release just at the end? He obviously had Black Star.
The next day was the one before where he hadn't recorded an album in since 2003, so his first album in 10 years, something like that. So
because I remember him releasing an album when we were at Three Counties.
Yes, he did.
Yeah, so that must have been. I can't quite place.
That wasn't the one when he died, was it?
It was 2016, so no.
No, we left in 15, didn't we?
I don't remember. Anyway, David Bowie. So we salute. Listen, I wasn't a fan of the music, but I was a fan of the man. I like the idea of him.
Yeah, exactly.
But that is a bloody awful statue in Aylesbury. I think when we were there, we decided it was around the time that everyone was guarding the statues.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
And we said we might just take a picture of us standing in front of it, sort of arms crossed, like, you're not getting respect. This.
Yeah, yeah, that was it. Yeah, yeah, you know, when the racists...
You told me you were doing it so I could see you on the webcam.
Yeah, when the racists were standing by statues to protect them.
Oh, yes.
And we were going to do the same with Bowie.
No one's going to throw him in the canal. But,
so Bored RN says, can anyone give the gist of this stream, please? Am I supposed to call my traumas? Genuinely confused. Well, if you're genuinely confused, give us a call and we can sort that out.
That's our department.
That's our department.
And yes.
That's the answer to that. How are you doing, Dave?
Crap today.
You've had a day, haven't you?
Yeah, yeah. I had one of those days where I am not appreciated and where's my damn parade, you know, someone else got an award at award at work for doing basically what I'd done and then some. And so I just kicked off at my boss saying, you know, I'm not appreciated, but I am. But you know, it's all politics and all that sort of stuff. So, so I got really pissed off and had to go at my boss, and she said, "Fine, yeah, carry on." So, I was all right after that. But
good.
Just, you know, one of those days where your brain just goes, "I've had enough of work, so let's go home." So that's what I did.
But sometimes a little outburst is necessary. It's, you know, you can only ride the wave for so long. I had a really good sob today, and it was brilliant. I feel so much better.
I had a chippy tea, which is always good.
And
felt better after that. So,
I have treated myself and Catherine. I've bought us each large, mine is slightly bigger than yours, large blankets, blankies that you can take and just sit on the sofa with.
Mm-hmm.
You can plug it in.
Oh, right.
Heated
blankets.
Blankies.
This is what turns us on these days.
Heated blankies.
40-somethings.
I was sat on the sofa feeling really cold with this thin little blankie with my boy, and I went, I'm going to treat us to something. And I knew Kath was having a tough time. I thought, I'm going to get her one as well. Boom.
And then when he told me, my reaction was, of course, to burst into tears. Just anyone being kind to me at the moment. Bah. It's just so obviously, I was due some sort of outburst, and it happened today.
I don't know. I think January is going to drag more than January usually drags. But, you know, I'm always already considering taking a holiday. So,
you know what? But you're right. You've got to treat yourself. We need to build in. I need to take my own advice. I need to build in things to look forward to.
In case anybody wants to buy any Bowie albums, I suggest This one, which is very good, Hunky Dory from 1971. That's got Changes on it, that one.
Okay, all right. So, and does it have that kind of Changes vibe throughout?
Yeah, it's got Life on Mars. You know,
Life on Mars, I like that one, yeah. Dealers riding on the dance floor.
Queen Bitch is on here, which is
all right. What's your language, buddy? Yeah, what's your language, please?
Station to Station from 1976.
Okay, getting a bit bored now. Next one, better.
Yeah, I know. Aladdin Sane.
All right, thanks very much for calling, Dave.
Jeez. He's just going to show us his records. And there's quite a few of them there.
We do this show because we make so much money from you subscribing, and we also make an absolute fortune from our sponsors. People pay us money so that we can get... Oh, hang on a second. I really want to take this phone call because it looks like trouble, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, it went. Hello? What is this? This looks like trouble. What is this?
This is a mysterious goings-on.
Hello? What are they doing to us? He's playing Tetris. Is this James Masterton? Producing a show. Hello? What is this?
Does he know that he's on?
Does anyone know what this is? Hello? Hello? I mean,
Wow, it's good at Tetris.
It is a fleshlight in the background, I think. What? What is this? This person called us.
Yeah.
Now that's like on like an editing keyboard. I think this is someone, but then what is that logo for? What is going on?
That was on the other kids.
Oh, was it?
Uh-huh.
Oh, okay. Hello? Oh, do you know what? If I change the microphone, I bet the microphone is buggered. Hang on. I forgot to set the microphone so people, maybe. No, I don't want that. This is very peculiar. Microphone, why does it always go to that? That's redonkulous. Hello? Hello?
I mean, are they just flexing on the fact that they're great at Tetris?
They are, and they are great at Tetris.
Yeah.
That is superb. I could come. Well, this is strange. 714 people. Well, 716, including me and Catherine.
Yeah. All
bamboozled.
Yeah.
Who's the two people in the pictures? I don't know, but behind that, he was watching the stream. Two people.
Is this someone who's been banned from Twitch trying to get their channel back by going through us?
I mean, it's a tough monetization, but...
But we could make it work.
Okay, well, that was fun. I tell you what, let's hang up and then let's call. They've changed the name. It said Expect2U and now it's Absolute Gaming. This is freaky. This is freaky. He's calling them back. But I obviously didn't have the audio on, otherwise they would have heard us.
Too busy playing.
Oh, yeah, oh, yeah. Shh, shh, shh. Hello? Hello? We can't hear you. What is this, man? Hello, we can't hear you.
Yeah, that's where you're on.
What the fudge? My mic seems to be buggered.
Well, you're very good at Tetris.
Give me one second, I'll fix it. You know, we were just like watching you for 3 minutes playing Tetris. You had to get the score.
Priorities, mate.
Okay. Hello? Hello? Still can't hear you, but we just heard us.
You heard you.
Ah, now I
hear you. You're going to have to go louder than that. You're very quiet.
Am I? All right.
But we're getting there. We have contact.
Okay, I'm not sure if I can really turn this up much. I can. I'll take a move.
Okay, you can do it. You can do it.
Oh, it's not in there, is it? Control panel.
Okay, this is exciting. I'm intrigued. I'm scared. I'm nervous.
Yeah, you should be, definitely.
Okay, well, I like that. I'm just going to play that.
Your device sound.
Okay.
That's not the microphone I'm using.
Jesus Christ.
Don't you say Jesus Christ. This is what they get with you. Except with more swearing.
More swears. It's frustrating. Very frustrating.
It is annoying, though, isn't it?
It is, honestly.
There we go.
It's the truth. Here's the
device management. Okay.
Up, hello.
Hello.
Hello. That's so much better.
Wait, we can hear you.
Grand. All right. We're all good. So obviously you've seen my Tetris gameplay.
Yeah.
I could come.
That's my main thing. If it wasn't clear, at least. I am the top 20 Tetrio player in the UK. And it's pretty much my whole time to.
I've met Alexei Pajitnov and told him about Sextris.
Ah. Uh-huh. Although, I'm not actually in at my peak at the moment.
Oh, it's gone quieter again.
Okay, we can't hear you. Thanks very much.
But impressive.
I mean, that is, I could probably beat him if I wanted to.
You should have told him that.
So we have wonderful sponsors and we appreciate them, 34sp.com, but I can't be bothered to advertise these guys, so neither can Catherine. So she nips off. Oh, jeez.
It's Jahan.
By the way, that was wicked Tetris skills.
Are we going to get shown another game now? We are.
Showing us Tetris out of focus. Okay, thanks very much for your call. Right, okay. Right. We can't be bothered to advertise 34sp.com. Neither can Catherine, but Jackie Stallone can.
Yeah, Jackie. 34sp.com, they're doing a great deal for you. £1 for a domain, all of your own. So you want to get yourself a .co.uk, it costs £1.
Can I ask you a question?
Sure, go for it, sugar tits.
Sugar tits?
Uh-huh.
Okay, what is a domain?
A domain is a place where you can be the queen of everything, like I was in the Big Brother house, although I thought it would be a lavish, stately home like you see in the movies with chandeliers, and it was a shithole.
Okay,
I'm gonna be honest.
All right. Okay, so a domain is a shithole.
No, it's a realm in which you are queen or king, depending on your proclivities.
Okay. And how much is it going to cost you?
£1.
If you go to 34sp.com.
£1.
Okay, thank you very much indeed. Christoph one says, I'm getting an AlphaSync computer thanks to you. Christoph, if that's true, could you kind of
tweet
me and AlphaSync Gaming at the same time? Because that contract's running out, and it means at the end of the next month, that AlphaSync logo goes. They provided my computer that does this. It was the desk that was making it that was wrong, not the computer. So please tweet me and AlphaSync Gaming that you're buying a computer because of me, and that will make my day. Thank you very much indeed.
Get those shades on.
GELaw.co.uk. He's a saint. You go from fighting over a heart to shaking a hand that you've chopped off. Nutty one, are you getting an AlphaSync computer? Or is that? But if you're getting AlphaSync computers, can you tweet me and tweet AlphaSync Gaming and say, listen, Richard Gregorian, right, is a huge supporter of this show, and I've not spoken to him for a while, but we gave out some prizes for the hide and seek.
Yeah.
Booper, I need you to email thelatenightalternative@gmail.com, please, if you've not spoken to Scott already. You email that and I'll introduce you that way. So those prizes were paid for by gelaw.co.uk. And all of the mods, if you haven't yet, if you could email me at latenightalternative@gmail.com, and in that include what you would like, anything you like. One thing, one item from the TLNA website. One item, let me know the size, the colour, and your address, and then I will reply to that, and I'll also send it on to Scott, okay? That's all being paid for by Richard Gregory, yeah, which is nuts. Thank you. Any prizes of our T-shirts and merch that we have given away, it's been paid for by Richard. And Richard's really kind, slightly bonkers, but wonderful human being, and it is appreciated. And Richard has been so generous to us and so supportive. And we take the piss out of the ads and stuff because we know that he can. But if I were getting divorced again, I'd give him a call. It's as simple as that. GELaw.co.uk. Divorce lawyers, big up the Gregorian that does it with heart. They will try and get it done as quickly and as smoothly and as compassionately as possible. It will not turn into a battlefield. So that's GELaw.co.uk. Another person who we have a little bit of fun here, but actually it's really important that Nick and Poseidon Safety Management. When I was struggling the last couple of times with the old drugs, Nick, who I don't know particularly well, we've chatted a few times on Zoom, got in touch and just said, there's probably nothing, but if there's anything I can do,
yeah,
let me know. And I was so high, I said, can you go murder Catherine for me? And he said yes. Now luckily he's living in Devon and Cornwall, so it's quite a long time to get there, right? And by the time I kind of came round, I was like, whoa, and I saw my messages. So I texted Nick Kill Catherine. I thought, oh, Jesus. Why? So I said, whoa, don't. Just go and put a shit through her door.
What? That
please.
That was him.
That was him, yeah.
That was your shit, though. How did that happen?
No, it was, I'd sent it to him, yes. He came round and collected it. I left him a deposit.
More than one.
So Nick is a good guy, right? And I don't know. If anyone, here's the thing. Nick pays us to advertise Poseidon Safety Management, which is a security company in Devon and Cornwall, right? I don't know how we can sell that to you. And I want to sell that company, and I want to sell Nick to you, and I want to sell the idea that there are people out there, small businesses, individuals, small groups that want to make a difference to their community.
Yeah.
And Nick and Poseidon are one of those groups. But I don't know how to sell that to you. And part of me feels like a fraud for taking his money, because you're not, the odds of you going, well, yes, I need a security company in Devon and Cornwall. I don't think that's really the point of it. I think the point is to kind of let you know that there are people out there that want to make a difference and want to improve environments and things like that. So, Nick and Poseidon, thank you for being fab. You know, if ever, just keep them in mind. If ever at some point you're Devon and Cornwall and you need a security company, then go with them, you know. But also maybe use the knowledge that he gives free support to schools and nurseries and pubs and the local 999 responders. Maybe use that as an inspiration for a change that you can make. Maybe that's the legacy that will come from him paying us money to talk about his company. Maybe use that,
yeah,
as an inspiration, as a way of saying thanks to Nick for what he does. You go and do something nice for someone. You don't have to tell anyone about it.
I think the conversations we've had with Nick is that he's using what he's got. He's doing what he can for the place
he's
that he lives in.
He's got a big old hog.
He's got dog.
Dog, that was it, dog.
But he's so he can do his bit. That's what he wants to do. Just do his bit, whatever it is. So have a little think about the things that you do maybe for a living or for a hobby or whatever. And maybe there's some application where you live that would make things just a bit better for people.
Have a little think. Have a little think. Hey, look what Amy sent you. How do I get that?
Oh, that is cool.
You can't see any email addresses. No. All right. I can put that there. Amy, one of our mods, just sent us an email saying, when I thought you were going to be doing the show on your own, I made this for you.
Ah.
Look at that.
She's so cool.
You got this.
See, there's what I'm talking about. Someone using their skills just to make someone's day. It doesn't have to be for the entire community. It could just be for your neighbour.
Hey, Michael Apted has died.
Who, he?
I don't know.
7-Up. I think he's the 7-Up guy.
Oh.
I think he's the 7-Up guy. Apparently it's difficult to work with. I had a meeting when I was going to do The Jungle. Meeting with the head of ITV, Kevin Ligo. And it was just when and I never saw the last 7-Up, and I love 7-Up. Just when that was about to happen, I said, are you looking forward to that? He said, well, no, not really. Not really. Apted's a pain in the ass to work with, and it's a really, you know, it takes up a big chunk of the schedule.
Mm.
But I'm not going to be the guy to cancel 7-Up.
No, that's it.
I'm not going to be the guy to cancel 7-Up. I'm just not doing it, so we let him do it.
Abbey Care.
Again, another company where I hope you don't need them. I hope you don't need. They're a drug and alcohol and an addiction recovery clinic. And I hope you don't ever need to use them. And again, you know, it's expensive. Recovery is, you know, if you do it outside of the rooms, if you go to a rehab or a treatment center, as they're often called, it's expensive. So the odds of Abbey Care making a sale on this, even offering you 25% off if you mention the late night alternative, slim. Mm. Really, really slim, you know. But so again, I'm trying to think, what can we, Paul, who got in touch with us and who also put me up for free and offered me 21 days, and I, you know, feel really rude that I stayed for only for four days and left early, and but it was definitely the right thing to do, but I still feel a bit rude. You know, he didn't have to offer me free bed and board. Could have offered me a discount, could have ignored me. He reached out and said, if you want this, this is here and we can do this for you.
You know why? Because he thinks the conversations we have on this show and that we've had in previous shows that we've done are important. And we do have kind of really honest conversations.
He loved the Wizinator.
Twitch didn't. But we have conversations on this show and people confide in us in a way they don't really elsewhere. There isn't room for it and there isn't the understanding there. Paul's adding to that. Paul is adding to that. And if you need to speak to them, give them a call. If you need to go there, you can get 25% off by mentioning the fact that you've seen Abbey Care's.
There's good people there. They're good people. I met several of them, didn't meet all of them by a long way, but they're good. They're good people. And I liked it because it was a little bit chilly in the rooms and everyone else apparently doesn't. And I was like, I had the window open. It was snowing. It was beautiful. Hey there, Andy Knight. I'm the 11 o'clock show man.
Classic.
Okay, I think it's time for this.
All right.
Are you not ready?
Do you want me to, I thought you wanted me to go off and go on and come.
Yeah, to get changed while this
I'll
is.
I'll go and get the judge. Don't
get the
you.
Judge She's while this chambers. Video plays. All right. Once. Go.
All right. The Judge Boyle's Judgment Day.
Ladies and gentlemen, the court is now in session.
Hi, Ian Lee here. I've been asked to share some of my life with you, and that would be my pleasure. Today, I would like to share my greatest love. Those are my cats. So welcome to a tour of my cats. This is Patty. She's farts a lot and is a bum lick. Say hello, Patty. Come back. Lucky! Lucky! This one is called George, and this is Patty's brother. Get off. You get a snot on it. George, say something.
Hello. I love the Indian's cat. He's the best. He's the best daddy in the world.
George isn't. Thought there might be a cat on my bed, but it's just some pants. Lucky Mucky! This is Velvet. May she rest in peace.
Sometimes one of the cats does a poo there in the bath.
Hello?
I do my... Lucky came with us now. Lucky. Lucky. This is where they eat. And this one is for Big Boy, who doesn't come here anymore. This is where they eat crap. And we. Yay! One big catty family. Mine is Mucky. If anyone touched my cats, I'd kill them. Shank them.
Okay.
All rise. Court is now in session.
Say it again.
All rise. All right, now you can sit down again. Court is now in session.
Have you not written a...
Ladies and gentlemen, we're gathered here to guard... The chat. The chat has in the past been infiltrated by dickheads, and we will not stand for it. This is a sacred place where people are free to express themselves in all but dickish ways. And so if you are a dick, you will be called out for it. You will also be banned. It isn't the end of the world, however, because some people are only temporary dicks and may not realise that they were being dicks. So what we can do is we can go through the legal procedure of an unban request. If you submit an unban request, you will be treated fairly, but you will also be crushed if you double dick on me. Oh, that sounds wrong. Anyway, let's crack on.
Double dick, you say? It's time now for Double Dick with Judge Catherine Boyle.
If you do double dick.
We know what double dick
if
means.
If you do double dick, that's the end of it.
We'll certainly finish you off. Now... By the way, we will. Some of these Judge Boyle will rule on, fine. Some I may disagree with and may argue. Some we just may not reach a consensus. It will be over to you. You're welcome to call in 0203 286 6370, Skype, TLNA, if you're one of the people that sent in an unban request, or if you want to speak strongly for or against one of the people that's coming forward. We've got a call already. Catherine, Judge Boyle, I'll let you deal with this.
What's going on, Jahan? Oh, dear.
Really fast getting bored of this.
No, it's not working, John. Toby, whatever your name is today. No. Off we pop.
That was close to a ban.
Oh, it was. Right. So first of all, unban request from Yas_84. We're going to go from...
Oh, Yas, an old one.
This is the most recent, actually.
Okay. All right.
I don't know what that means, but it looks like...
incel speak.
Yes.
So we're going to read out what happened and then their reply.
So what happened here was he got timed out. It will be a he, won't it?
We don't have any vaginas watching us. We've got a few.
Okay. What you're doing now, Lise...
We have got a few.
A, is my name too ethnic?
Oh, that was it.
I feel victimised, got timed out. Yes, here, man. Hey, man, Ian hates me for some reason. Have a word, would you, mate? And then you got banned.
That was ages. I remember Yes 84. That was ages ago.
It was, wasn't it?
Yeah.
What do you reckon?
Read his response.
Well, I don't know what it means. It might mean something rude.
Mafangulo. Well, is that incel speak?
It sounds like something in Italian.
Mafangulo!
Sounds like a rude...
If only we had like a newcomer here, like Lino or somebody who could... Mafangulo!
But it's not quite that, but I don't know what that means. Anyway, we are going to deny? How do you feel about that? I mean, you banned him, annoyed you.
Sure, cool.
Yeah, annoying. Off you pop.
There we go, banned.
Next, send deny decision. Gosh, we've got so many of these.
How many have we got?
We're 26. Ooh, so let's...
Okay, I wonder if Captain Zepp's going to have replied. Oh, it's F off in Italian, is it? Okay,
yeah,
right.
I thought it was. But no. It's not spelt like that.
No.
I was expressing my feelings towards Ian for ending the show the way he did, as well as ignoring Kath's emotions and how she was feeling. Not really sure why I was banned. Kath, maybe you should go it alone.
Is this tonight?
Here's where you get banned, my friend.
Hang on, is this for tonight? Is this for tonight? I think we should...
Suspect so.
Hang on, low previous. What was it? The whole world doesn't revolve around you.
This is the 8th of the 1st, 2021. I'm not coming back again. Load of shit. I was listening to Kath. The whole world doesn't revolve around you, Ian.
This is tonight. The whole world doesn't revolve around me. God, no. But the show does around having audio that you can hear clearly, crisply.
Because I have to make a podcast out of it afterwards.
Yeah, so the show does
revolve around
that.
There's only so much
that
I can do with dodgy audio.
Go on, read it again.
But here's your mistake. Not that you're here, because this is a load of shit. Not really sure why I was banned. Kath, maybe you should go it alone. This is coming from an Ian Lee fan of many, many years. Always pulled that card out. Very disappointed. Okay. Tell you what is disappointing.
Oh, they're all calling for a ban. It's gone crazy. Christoph, Ollie, Sierra Tango, wrestling fan. Ban!
Here's what's disappointing. That you think you can weasel between us and suggest I should go it alone because I, you know, white knighting me. No. Come on. You're angry with him because he didn't give you what you wanted. And, you know, it's entitlement. So I'm sorry, disappointed. I'll prevent it ever happening again by denying your unban request. Me, little belter. Boring. Got banned.
You just wrote boring. So I banned it. Boring. Banned.
Here's the excuse. Really sorry to offend, guys. I feel so embarrassed. I've never chatted on anything. I don't have any social media. And I just wondered if I could send a message, but I clearly picked a totally wrong word, i.e. boring. That's how it works, isn't it? You've never sent a message before and you just pluck one out of the air. Yes, but true that. So sorry, guys. I'm such a big fan of you both. Been to see you at the rabbit hold.
Uh-oh.
The rabbit hold. Sorry, I didn't think I could even send any message.
I did once buy a driving license, a former monkey, David Jones, for $600 because I was watching an online auction and I thought, I wonder what happens if I click this button. Well, I put in the final bid. And then I'm thinking, shit, $600, that's a lot of money that I didn't have at the time and I didn't really want it. So I then got into kind of some argy-bargy with it was in New York, right? I got into some argy-bargy with the auction house and I said, I don't really want it. They said, but legally you have to buy it. I said, I can't afford it, right? And they said, I think it was just after Three Counties. They said, you've got to buy it. I said, I can't afford it. I said, how about I'll give you $100? They said, well, take $200 to call it off and not get it. I said, okay, I'll send you $100 and we never speak of this again. And I sent them $100. I probably could have got away with not paying anything. But my fear was going and landing at JFK and then your name goes, whoop, whoop, whoop. Come this way, please, sir. I've actually had that in, was it JFK or was it LAX? I had it somewhere. I got taken away and put in a room with people looked like Mexicans. I don't know, you know, but they, you know, and they were all, everyone was kind of sitting there looking very nervous. And it was the immigration.
Yeah.
And I was taken in there because in my passport at the time, I'd been in Pakistan for 3 months. And this was not too long after 9/11. And so they were going, what are you doing in Pakistan? I was making a film.
Good.
Right. What? Sorry?
Good. I'm glad they pulled you and asked you questions.
I'm not a terrorist. Well, where's my wife? I said, oi. I said, oi, oi, Yang, where's my white privilege? Where's my freaking white privilege? Let that guy come back.
Do you reckon? I mean, it's a bullshine excuse, but okay, it's so weak.
Wonky donkey, we saw the joke the first time. Wasn't funny then, wasn't funny now.
We'll take. All right. But here's the thing. If you have appeared in this section before, I never forget. One band decision.
Hello, caller.
Do it again.
Please.
Okay.
Big Papa Piggy. What's up, peeps? What's up, peeps? This is shit. Only joking, LMAO. Will this man come back? Please come back. Why? Bro, this guy needs to sort himself out. Gatford banned him. I don't want to be unbanned, but he really needs to sort himself out.
Okay? Unban him. Unban him. Unban him.
Yeah.
Unban.
Don't tell me what you want.
Right. Oh gosh, I'm so sorry. Yeah, well, I forgot. We've not been... Right, so we're unbanning him, right?
Yeah.
In that case... Oh. There we go. Sorry, right. I forgot about the videos. Thank you. Big Papa Piggy's back. Which one was Big Papa Piggy? The one that wanted to be unbanned?
One that didn't.
Welcome back.
You have been listening to a Rabbit Hole production. Boing!
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.